Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year.
I think it's a great day.
I do, especially since we've gone to grazing. Grazing and not formal sitting for Thanksgiving. I think Menigan's instilled that into our hearts. And then my nephew took over for Thanksgiving. So now we graze. We watch football. We talk. It's fun.
I enjoy the sit-down dinner.
You do? Mm-hmm. How many courses then? Probably three or four?
No. Walk through the line and you sit down and eat.
Ah, buffet style, and then you sit down at the table.
Correct.
Gotcha. We started doing the grazing a couple years ago, and I like it. I think it's more informal.
You might want to explain that. People are going to think you're a bunch of cows out in the field eating grass.
No, so rather than having a big formal dinner, right, and you sit around and everyone and like, oh, here's this and here's that. It's not, although it sounds to me like you do kind of a casual formal. It's casual because you go get your food and then you sit down and then everybody sits and eats. And
that's the way it
does. Everybody start at the same time?
The way it goes now. Yeah. You go through the line, you sit down and eat.
So with the grazing part of it is you can just go in.
My wife's family has a lot of folks in it. So
yeah. Big, like how many people are at the table?
There are a bunch of tables.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just sit at the kids' table?
It goes anywhere from 12 to 40 people.
Wow. Like that. Yeah. That's a lot of turkey.
Never know. Never know if it's going to show.
The grazing part of it is when you do exactly what Jeff, like you set up the buffet in there, but then you can eat at your leisure. So the food is out and you can go eat and then you can come back. And it's not like anyone's like doing a toast or anything, but you know, say grace together or something like that. But you still sit there and you're like, oh, okay. I get it. I understand it. Michael, what do you guys do? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I have a smaller family, so I'm just gonna go home. It's only four of us. We can actually kind of fit around like one table.
Nice.
Food off to the side, kind of like the little island, and then yeah. You go sit down, eat, watch football afterwards.
There you go.
Usually play some Monopoly late at night. That's normally our thing.
Oh, there you
go. That's not a bad. We try to get a movie in there.
Ruin the holidays by getting mad at each other.
Yeah,
that's great.
It gets very heated.
You don't have to sit at the kids' table by yourself, though, do you?
No.
Like set up a separate table for you in the corner. That would be bad.
No.
That would mean it might be time to find a new family.
Yeah, that would be bad.
We also have another tradition that we do. We go to some really good friends that I've known pretty much my whole life, and we go over their house. I don't know if I should say this or not. I guess I'll say it. So,
oh boy.
If I say that, no, it's, and you know me, I'm not a big drinker and all, but there is a, rhymes with Randy Ralexander. How's that sound? And I never even thought about ever having a Randy, what did I say, Ralexander ever before. But so we started a couple years ago. We do breakfast over there. So we head over there in the morning as they get ready for their big family dinner. And it is so much fun, man. We have such a blast. People show up with their PJs early in the morning. Normally what we do is everyone throws on a hockey jersey.
Flannels.
And
are they flannels?
Yeah, you can wear flannels. You can do whatever you want. We go over there in the morning. It's just so chill.
Nothing more
so
fun than seeing people wearing flannel PJs in the mall.
In the mall?
Yeah. Walking around shopping. Hey, that's great.
I don't know. Anyway, we've been doing that for a couple of years now. And the family that hosted that we're really good friends with. I love doing that. It's just so much fun. It's just, it's a great tradition that they have in their family. And they welcomed us in
very nice
years ago. So Shedeur Sanders, speaking of family, let's all talk about the Browns family here. We'll get the start this week, even though Gabriel is off of the concussion protocol. A big week for him. I think a big week for everyone who's following. I was on I did a show, an internet show last night, and I know I'm just trying to be nice, that the question came up, you know, and all he wanted to do was talk about Shedeur. And I said, if Shedeur wasn't playing, would you care about a 3-win team? And he was like, absolutely not. Last week, do you think I cared about two two teams that were 2-8, and I was like, no, I don't think anybody does. But the appeal of Sanders and the folks that want to watch him play and they want to talk about it, like, we know it. I mean, people are listening left and right. I mean, we're getting calls from all over the country now because they want to see Shedeur Sanders play. And I do think as long as he plays and keeps getting better and is entertaining to watch, I think the storyline continues to grow. But I do think,
especially for a franchise that hasn't had a quarterback, you know, that they've been able to latch onto for a long time.
But sometimes, and look, we were kind of talking about this last segment, that, you know, I wonder sometimes when we juggle the legend of a player versus the actual skill and ability of a player. I'm not saying he doesn't have skill and ability, but I do think, like, LeBron James,
we haven't seen enough to know how much skill and ability he has.
Right. It's almost like, I mean, you remember when LeBron first came in the league. I'm like, man, I mean, people are expecting him to be the MVP of the league when he's a rookie. And the thing that made LeBron great,
over 20 points a game as a rookie.
But this was before he even took the floor, Jeff.
Yeah.
This was him coming out of high school. And, you know, I always thought back to that. And to me, this is why LeBron is the GOAT part of it, is that he lived up to all of the expectations that were placed on him as a teenager and continues to play in the NBA to this day. And, you know, a lot of, at that point, too, I still think there were people saying, well, I mean, shouldn't you pay the guy after he proves something that he, and in LeBron's case, no, he deserved to get paid before he actually got out on the court. And he lived up to every expectation that's ever been asked of him, including bringing a championship to a championship starved city like ours. And so then I think sometimes when we look at the Sanders story, that we juggle the whole notion of, okay, he's got all these followers because of what he did in college. People are rooting for him. They don't really care who else is in the way. They just want to see him play. They don't care where he was drafted. They just want to see him play because of the... is it fair to say the entertainment value? Which, by the way, I'm very entertained when he plays.
Well, so far, yeah. I mean, you wanted to see it. I was really looking forward to watching, you know, the Raider games. Let's see what he can do. And I'm looking more forward to this one. It'll be a better test.
Yeah, how will this... What are you expecting out of him as far as growth between last week and this week, in 2 weeks?
I can't even quantify it. What I expect, Andy, is that he's going to have to make more plays than he had to make against the Raiders. And I can't wait to see if he can pull it off. But I think the Niners are obviously a better team. They have a pass defense that is a little more susceptible. Other quarterbacks have had great success against them. We went over some numbers in the last five games yesterday. The Niners in their last five games, two quarterbacks were under 200 yards, but that was the game Jacoby Brissett completed 47 passes.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud had a big game. So there's going to be an opportunity. And I think they'll have to. And Browns are going to have to throw the ball because the Niners are going to put up points, even against our defense. They're not going to put up 35. They're not going to put up, I don't think, 30. But I'll bet you they put up more than 17.
Well, the Browns are going to have to put up more than 17 or more than 20.
Well, that's
last
the point.
Week, I
that's
was so
the point.
Remember, I walked back in the room the other day and I was just like, oh, man, look at that. The Browns are over 20. Hey, look at that. They've surpassed the league average at 23 point whatever it is this week. I mean, for them to be able to do that is definitely a step forward for the offense and to watch Shedeur kind of move this team. I just, you know, you brought it up the other day about Gabriel and it's just, man, people just want to crush him. They just want to crush him. And
yes,
it's
they
just,
do.
And I, you know, it's not that we're sticking up for him. It's just we look at him like he's a rookie quarterback, much like you have to look at Shedeur. He's a rookie quarterback because if you don't, the mistakes that he makes now are mistakes that if he grows and matures at a level that we have seen other quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, that the mistakes you see now, you won't see in the future. Like, I like the fact that I didn't think Shedeur had the happy feet that he had in his first two quarters. But then again, I'm not going to get mad at a rookie who got thrown in the middle of a game who had never spent any time with the first team offense for having happy feet and maybe being a little overexcited in his first game. Why? Because he's a rookie. And there's a tolerance level you have to have. It aggravates me when we think that we have to put rookies out on the field and they all have to look like Patrick Mahomes or they all have to look like Ben Roethlisberger. Like, I'm tired of that. There's got to be a level of it's not compassion, but it's
understanding.
Yeah, and patience. There's got to be some patience, no matter if it's Gabriel or Sanders, and there's just no patience for Gabriel. And it, in some ways, I look at that, I'm like, man, this guy, I almost want to trade him just so he can get to another team. Much like people were saying about Sanders at one point this season, saying, well, if they're not going to give him a chance, let him go to another team. But the other teams also had the opportunity to do that. So, I don't know. What do you want to hear out of him today? Because he's getting ready to take the podium here pretty soon.
I would like to hear him say, you know, I picked this up in the Raider game. A couple of things he observed about the NFL. You know, being out on the field, having a chance to start, and having a chance to prepare to start. You know, what did he see? What did he learn? Anything different? Anything unexpected? I think that'll be interesting to see and hear.
How did you think he got better last game?
He didn't bail out and backpedal like crazy. He also didn't have to, because the line did a pretty good job of protecting him, Andy. You know, there were times when he could have done that and didn't, and so that's key. But I also think the Raiders didn't get to him, you know, as much as in the previous game against the Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, again, he got thrown into the fire against the Ravens. And so I think that's
something. I would expect Robert Saleh to bring the house. You know, let's see how he handles pressure.
Yeah.
Let's see how the line handles pressure.
The other matchup.
I would take the chance on getting burned on a big pass play if I'm the 49ers, rather than sit back and let them pick apart, you know, maybe more of a prevent type of defense, or allowing the running game to
gentlemen,
dominate.
I hate to interrupt. We're going to go out to Berea with Browns quarterback Shador Sanders at the podium.
You know, look back at the game. What were the things that when you took away from it, you said, you know, I really like what I did here and really feel like this is things I needed to really, really work on and progress on?
I was really thankful for being out there, of course. And it's everything, you know, in the midst of a game that you could progress in. When it comes to, like, even footwork, when you're handing the ball off, locating defenders, understand that the windows do close a little bit quicker, you know. There's a lot of things that you could go back in a game and look back and want to redo.
Shador, you were kind of joking after the game, like, you know, wait till I get a full offseason. But now another week as a starting.
Yeah, that was just jokes, man. That was jokes. A lot of people took that out of context, but you understand the past 6-7 months been hard, you know, so I want to definitely be thankful that I am able to work out with those guys, and knowing I do have a great defense and knowing I came this far. So I was truly amazed. I was truly happy, of course, in that moment that, you know, the work has been paying off. But I'm not comfortable.
I say that all to say, like, you know, what can we reasonably expect you in your second start? What do you kind of expect for yourself in the second start?
I'll say to do my job.
Did allude to after the game, kind of for the first time, just how hard this past 6 months really has been for you, which for the most part you've put on a happy face for us and you've had that smile and had that great attitude and everything, but this was a lot harder, wasn't it, than you really let on, and why and how were you able to just not show it as much as you did?
Well, first and foremost, I got God, so through that, he's able to protect me through everything, but we're in a good moment now. You know, and I don't like looking back. I don't like looking back at the past, you know, and how I was feeling in that moment or however it was, because I'm here now. So I don't ever dwell on the past and things that happened before.
Sure, you gotta get to ask you about gel with some of these guys. The more reps you get, physical reps. I know you've been taking mental reps and you've been doing that throughout the year, but to have these physical reps, does it feel like you're getting a better connection with everybody?
Yeah, of course. Day by day, minute by minute, meeting by meeting, of course. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable and and like being in that role, being in that position, they're getting more comfortable with me also. So I'm excited, I'm happy for it, and I'm just thankful.
Shador, with Harold, and seeing the yards after the catch he's able to pick up, like, what's that like for you as a quarterback? And Dylan Sampson made the comment that Harold just never quits on a play. So
yeah.
What's that like to be out there with
him? Nah, it's great to be out there with Harold. I know all the receiver corps, that's the goal, is to get yards after catch. So I think he set an example. He set the bar high for us and his team.
Shador, no Cleveland Browns quarterback has ever won his first two starts. Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you, and how do you feel about that?
I don't really go off analytics and all that stuff, and it really doesn't matter to me, honestly. You know, I'm focused on what I could do and what I could control.
You could be the first.
I always wish the best, you know, and I do everything I can, you know, for this team and for everybody. But I got a great defense, got a great team, got great receivers, so I'm just thankful.
Hey, so did hitting that early big play to Isaiah, the 52-yarder, help you? And then did you notice the effect that it seemed to have on the rest of the team?
Well, it's about belief. The reason why I am so confident in the way I am is the guys around believe, you know, so that's what's most important within having a team, within having an offense, within having to have a spark. You know, you got to have guys that believe, you know, so and I'm fully confident in myself throughout everything, you know, and I'm confident in my team, and I'm sure they confident in me also.
I know you got a taste of it coming off the bench against the Ravens, but what do you think the first start at home in front of that crowd's going to feel like?
I feel like it'll be fun. I feel like it'll be very fun. You got to understand, right now, I'm in grind mode, you know, mentally. Understanding how to attack this defense that we're going against, and they're a great team. They got great coaches, everything, but that's where I am mentally right now.
Hey, Shador, not from you, but all your supporters out there say that Kevin Stefanski was sabotaging you.
So you just want to start trouble, huh?
No, I want to ask you what your relationship with him is.
Yeah, well, what people do outside the building isn't really in my control. It's not in my power. So I don't, I go out there and tell him to do whatever. You know, that's not nothing I could control or nothing I could do. But, overall, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Coach Stefanski, he's been coaching since I got here, and he's been doing a very great job, you know, with everything that's going on.
But what is your relationship like with him and when we don't see you guys together?
Definitely like a coach. You know, he tells me what I need to do on and off the field. We've definitely grown. Our relationship and everything has grown, so I'm just thankful to be here.
Shador, obviously you had a conversation with Kevin about remaining the starter earlier this week. Just what was that moment like for you? Because you talk about the work you put in those 6 months to get to the point to just start. Mm-hmm. But to know that you not only got that opportunity, but you did enough to keep the job. Just what was that like for you?
Well, I'd say I'm definitely not comfortable, though. So that's first and foremost that I have another opportunity to go out there. But in life, you got to understand how quickly things come or how long it comes. It could be taken at any point in time. So I'm never comfortable in the situation I'm in. I always want to exceed expectations and I always want to grow. You know, and each and every week I will want to put a better product of myself, be a better version of myself for the team to be out there.
With Dylan Sampson, how have you seen him handle this year? He kind of got off to a slow start and then seems to be coming on, obviously made that huge play for you Sunday.
Dylan's been the same all year, you know, mentally, so you wouldn't even know unless you look at the numbers, you know. So he has good energy, good everything, you know, when he's out there, so, yeah.
Shador, how How do you feel like you just brought the spark back to Cleveland? I know a lot of the young fans really look up to you and rally behind you. Now you have the whole city rallying behind you for upcoming week this Sunday. Just how does that make you feel about all of that?
It is great, honestly, but like I said, I'm not comfortable. You know, as quick as things come, it could leave at any point in time. So that don't really catch my focus, or that's not really in my focus or my plans, you know. I'm thankful for everybody and whoever supports, but, you know, I'm focused on getting this team some wins.
It's not often that the president of the United States shouts out an NFL player. So
yeah.
For you to get, you know, and I told you so, from the president of the United States, what did that mean to you this week?
Yeah, he definitely been a supporter, you know, for a minute. So I'm just thankful for him, from, you know, even taking time out of his day to be able to speak out, you know, in support.
Shador, obviously unfortunate circumstances for why Dylan Gabriel lost the starting job last week with a concussion. But now that he's back, just how has he sort of shown support for you already this week as you guys get ready for that?
Yeah, definitely. He's a hard worker. He's the same guy. I feel like a lot of people in his locker room is the same within every situation they're in. You understand, he spent a lot of years in college, so he got experience in a lot of different areas and a lot of different people, so he knows how to, like, bond and mess with different people. So since he's been back, he's been good, he's been cool throughout everything.
Let's say two more. Specifically with Ethan, just, you know, quarterback center, that's such an important
Yeah.
You know, connection. Can you kind of describe how that's grown over the last couple of weeks?
The connection definitely grown. I'll say I'm thankful to have him out there, you know. He makes life easier for me, and he's a smart person, smart player. So, you know, that's definitely a relief when he's out there with me.
Sure. How's it feel to be part of it? We've talked so much about this rookie class, and now you're contributing as part of it. Just how do you look at this entire group and you being –
Yeah, I'm just thankful, you know, Andrew Berry made the choices, you know, he made, and the coaching staff for getting us all here. I feel like it's a great class. We all bond together. We're all like family, you know. So I'm just thankful that we're all here together, and I know it's going to be very exciting. And you have high expectations for us, you know, we're here to exceed those.
San Francisco's defense when you watch them on tape and you're getting ready for the game. I'm not trying to ask you to give away game plan, but
no, for sure.
You know, what do you see when you look at that 49er defense?
They're a well-coached team, honestly. They rush the passer very good. They're great in coverage. They have great disguises overall. They know how to get pressure to the quarterback. So they're a great all-around defense. You know, we know they're going to have some different, you know, cooking for us, but just going out there, even having this opportunity, you know, to go out there and study him and be able to go on the field is cool. You know, it's very cool. So I'm just thankful for it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Shador.
All right, Shador Sanders, your starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this weekend, coming up against the 49ers. Let's do a 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.